Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You better you bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, Femi and I told you we're both betting Kentucky in game one of the Champions Classic tonight at Madison Square Garden. That game tips in about 10 minutes. I'm not going to bet Duke in Kansas in the second game of the Champions Classic. I just think Duke's going to win by a lot. They're a huge favorite. Femi does have a bet in that game, and we've got bets in the NBA. We will share them with you, our listeners and viewers, coming up 20 minutes from now to wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. But before we do that, joining us right now, and I have to say, he's resplendent in green. Green's my favorite color. And he's got a very nice like green, like plant green. That's not an actual color. Whatever. He's got a green shirt on. And it's our friend, the whale capper, Drew Dinsick of NBC Sports and the Deep Dive Podcast. That was a little weird, right? At whale underscore camper on Twitter. My friend, welcome back to the show. What's going on? Nice shirt.
Yeah, I'm matching the whole aesthetic of the branding of You Better You Bet. I'm on brand today and rolling into week 12 of the NFL, full of brimming with confidence. Sides just finally, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for a week where like every side broke in my favor and the coin flips landed heads when I picked heads and everything except Chiefs went my way on sides, which was more heavily staked. So I was just in heaven on Sunday night and ready to fire it up for week 12.
Let's fire it up, my friend. What's the best bet on the board for week 12 in the National Football League?
The best bet on the board, I think it's the Packers. I think this Vikings team is continued to be picked on a bit. I want to kind of comment, I guess, a little bit on the JJ McCarthy stuff. So last week took a stand with the Bears. Ended up being a little fluky. I had the money line, didn't have plus the points. So I needed them to get that, that final score and get the win, get out of there. And most of my handicap was really just, I know the Bears' defense is a tire fire, one of the worst in football, but I don't think McCarthy can take advantage of that. And I watched a lot of that game. I rewatched a lot of that game. I've seen the clips of McCarthy missing passes recirculating on Twitter. And like it went the way I thought it was going to go, but not for the reasons I thought it was going to go. McCarthy's does look to me at least like he is growing as a player. He is less inclined to take sort of the bad pre-snap, you know, the stub your toe, make things harder for yourself, common mistakes that kind of being the quarterback you're required to be able to do. But you know, and the accuracy is not, you know, in his first stint, it was just absolutely spraying, making bad decisions and throwing terrible passes. And while the advanced data still suggests he is a very bad quarterback, he at least is kind of has a little bit more anticipation and is a little bit more decisive. And it just feels like they're stripping down the offense to give him easy looks. But he's still not completing the passes because he is putting his entire body. The mechanics are just so you know, out of the norm for a way a quarterback would typically be, you know, winding up and delivering passes in sort of the 20 to 30 yard range, that it's just like there's clearly something going on with his mechanics, in my opinion, that is just, you know, he's delivering uncatchable footballs. Even if he is making the right decisions, even if he is finding open guys, it's still not resulting in successful, sustainable drives, because, you know, he's putting his entire body to get the velocity he is intending on these passes that then can't be caught. So this is a long way to say, like, this can't be fixed overnight. This is not a, you know, we need, you know, because the Kevin O'Connell quote was like, yeah, we just really need to see some of the stuff that he's doing in practice.
I have the quote here. This is from today on KFAN, which is the Odyssey station in Minnesota. Underdog NFL tweeted this about J.J. McCarthy and developing his fundamentals. Quote, I'm eager for the cement to start drying.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, don't hold your breath, okay, OC, because it's going to take the entire offseason to fix these mechanics. Like, this is not something that you just wake up out of bed and you're like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to just use my arm strength and not, like, step up and wind up like Garrett Crochet out here to get a fastball to, you know, Jefferson 25 yards down the field. Like, you know, he will get there, maybe, but it's not there now. And now he's taking on a Packers team that's not going to have guys running around wide open like the Bears did. This secondary is much, much, much more talented than what Chicago had out there. And I think they matched up pretty well against the Vikings. And, to the degree that the Vikings offensive line got a bunch of guys there playing with injury, they're going to have their hands full against the Packers defense that's, you know, itching to continue to get right with, you know, Michael Parsons playing at an all-pro level. So I think the Vikings are drawing dead in this one. I don't know how they get up after that loss last week when they almost escaped again with victory against the Bears. And I think their season is pretty much over. I'm fascinated to see where this goes from here with the Vikings team, where, you know, so many players on that roster are really, really talented, but the quarterback is just not getting it right and needs a full offseason to fix his mechanics, in my opinion.
Tomorrow, I'm going to do a full deep dive on the NFC playoff picture. And I think some of the things that I'm going to say, I think some of the things that I say are going to surprise a lot of people. And I think I'm going to be right with the things that I have to say. And also, just like, you know, people said, oh, you think Kevin O'Connell, do you really think he benched J.J. McCarthy? What do you think? You bet on this Tuesday. Drew, give us another bet that you like for week 12 in the NFL.
New England Patriots, I laid 8.5 with them. I think the Cincinnati Bengals defense is one of not just the worst in football now, but they're, you know, at current strength without Trey Hendrickson. This unit is like approaching like fifth percentile of all of the defenses that I've graded going into game day over the last handful of years here. So this is now, we're getting into like rare air of bad defense territory. And the Patriots offense is fully old machine, well-oiled machine. Love what they're doing right now. Conceptually, on top of the quality of play you're getting out of Drake May, I don't think they're going to have any issues going into Cincinnati and getting points. And the New England defense, solid against the run, beatable in some spots through the air. I'm not expecting Jamar Chase to get his suspension overturned. And I think Christian Gonzalez matches up pretty well against T. Higgins and really stymies Joe Flacco and company. Lost in sort of the fact that Joe Flacco won a head-to-head on a Thursday Night Football against the Steelers and shocked the world. Every other game he's played as a Bengal has been a minus. And this last weekend, he had one of the worst games of any quarterback in the NFL, principally responsible for the loss in a lot of ways against the Steelers. And, I think the experiment is pretty much over there. So Patriots, I think, get a pretty comfortable win. My fare on this one would be closer to 10. So I laid 8.5.
What's another bet that you like this week, Drew?
Going head-to-head with you, Femi. Give me the Bills. on Thursday night.
Let's football. Go. Taco. All right, let's hear it.
Taco. Positive for the Texans is that their pass rush is pretty outstanding at home. They now draw the task of trying to get it done against the number one pass blocking unit in the NFL. This Buffalo Bills offensive line is back to full strength and in general, really, really doing an outstanding job of giving Josh Allen the time that he needs to be, in my opinion, in the MVP discussion, if not the future winner of this award. So I think the Buffalo Bills in general can kind of keep the Texans, you know, a defense at bay enough for Allen to pick apart this, the weak spots in that unit. You can take shots on them downfield, attack the safeties, throw it away from Stingley, and, you know, find success against the Texans, even though they are a great defense. I don't think they're like absolute world beaters. And then on the flip side, if you're able to generate pressure, you can take apart the Texans offense pretty readily. Davis Mills will be your quarterback, as we found out today. It sounds like Nico Collins may be available, but still a beat up unit of skill position players. So Buffalo Bills defense is league average, if you're being kind. And I do recognize that they could make the Texans look good, but they do rush the passer fairly well. And I think that pass rush is enough to keep the Texans into the 13 point range here, instead of the explosion we saw from the Bills, from the Bucks, which made that Bills cover last week pretty sweaty. So back to the well for me with the Bills. This one should be 7. And I think in general, if you don't already have a Josh Allen ticket in pocket at a better price, 5-1, which was available this morning, looks like a good bet to me.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you about that. I know we're going to talk about some more games, but in like 60 seconds, yeah. You just said that you think Josh Allen MVP 5-1 is a good bet. You see Buffalo winning this division, because once again, this is the second straight week we are Apo Taco on a Bills game. You clearly like this team. Are they going to take down the New England Patriots with the Patriots off schedule in about 60 seconds?
I don't really like the Bills. I just think all the good teams in the NFL are really flawed. Like, everybody has warts. And if Josh Allen stands up and does what he did, plays Superman, people are just going to be like, this is the best team. Finally, a good team. Finally, a good team has shown up, and it's going to be a flawed team, but it's just going to look aesthetically impressive if Josh Allen is doing it. He has the anchor, having won the award last year. And my honest opinion here is that the Stafford. Wildly short in this market. Jonathan Taylor, laughable bet at price. Pat Mahomes, his case is in desperate stakes. Jalen Hurts going to get the one seed. Does not realistically have a chance. This is up to May and Josh Allen, and the head-to-head with the Patriots coming off the bye, taking on the Bills in the rematch, is going to decide the MVP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right Right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And if Allen even, beats
even if the Patriots still win the division?
I think.
Because Buffalo can win that game and the Patriots can still win the division.
It's true. It's true. But the momentum is going to be tough to for the Patriots to recover from. And in particular, the Patriots then draw the Ravens after that game. So tough for me to see a world where Drake May absolutely flexes on the Ravens defense the way that they're playing right now, which means if he loses to the Bills and then goes into that Ravens game and people are like, well, this is his test. Can he stay in the MVP race? It's kind of like what happened with Tua down the stretch 2 years ago where he lost to the Cowboys and then lost to the Ravens. And it was like, it's over. Tua can't win. Or I might be thinking about Dak. Whatever the case is, like, you know, when you're the buzzy candidate and you lose two in a row late in the season, December, that's enough for people to pretty much write you off. Whereas Josh Allen gets a big head-to-head win against the Patriots and reestablishes one seed consideration and AFC East dominance. I think he's your guy. So it's not a slam dunk bet at all, but I do think this comes down to May Allen, and we'll look back and be like, it was decided based on that result.
Bills Eagles week 17, where Buffalo beats the Patriots. Like, that could be Allen beats the Eagles in a showcase game. Maybe that gets Josh Allen over the finish line. Man, this is, it's all really exciting. I do want to ask you about Eagles Cowboys, even if you don't have a bet on the game. Philly 3.5 right now, but this might come down to 3 following Dallas's win on Monday Night Football. You have a thought on that game in about a minute.
If I had to take anything there, I would take the under. And it's mostly just not even excitement about the way the Cowboys defense looked, although it's clearly a lot less problematic than it was 4 weeks ago. But the Eagles defense is just playing out of their minds good right now. And I do think that that they're going to have enough scheme and talent to keep the Cowboys passing attack in check. This looks like a game that's going to be decided by who's the more efficient running team, which is probably the Eagles, but could be the Cowboys. I get the market support here for Dallas. I agree that this is somewhere in the 3 to 3.5 range, but these types of games that are this close to what my fair is, I'm going to be watching it with no rooting interest on Sunday, and thankfully it's going to be hopefully a good game in that 4 o'clock window, which otherwise looks pretty bleak.
Well, hold on, because in that 4 o'clock window, we have the Raiders against Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. Would you ever consider taking Shedeur +3.5, or is this a Vegas bet, or is it a pass? Like 20 seconds for this answer.
I can, and I did take Shedeur +3. I took +3, +103 here. Hopefully he has 5 attempts in this game and we learn nothing about him because this should hopefully come entirely down to the Cleveland Browns defense taking advantage of an absolutely lifeless offensive line right now for the Raiders and a scheme that just looks wildly unimpressive at the NFL level from Chip Kelly so far. Geno Smith obviously making one or two critical mistakes a game. Can't do that against this Browns defense. And hopefully there are some shorter fields and some maybe even some defensive points that have helped the Browns stay inside this number here. But I'm counting on the Browns defense to show up and keep this thing competitive and hopeful that Sanders doesn't look quite as unprepared as he did last week. This is not related to my handicap, but 1 week of Sanders like kind of throwing everybody off the scent. Oh my gosh, he looked pretty good this week. He just beat the Raiders. And then just belly flopping the whole way in. It kind of feels life.
Drew, you're the best. At @Whale_Capper on Twitter, NBC Sports, The Deep Dive Pod. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Best luck, guys.
The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, here with us on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Femi and I give you all our bets for tonight in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.